My name is Jim Coldren with Squealer's award-winning barbecue. I'm going to give you a one-minute tutorial on cooking the perfect rib. There's going to be four elements that we need to look at here. It's going to be quality of meat, it's going to be the wood you use to smoke your meat, it's going to be your dry rub that you use, and your sauce. What you're going to want to do is, starting out with the meat, you're going to want to take that dry rub. You're going to want to rub it on there at least 24 hours in advance, not over 48. Let that rub soak into your meat. We prefer to use St. Louis ribs, which is a rib with the rib tip cut off of it. So when you're marinating that rib, get the rub all over it, a nice even coat. Once you have that rib done and you're ready to smoke, get your wood started. You can use any type of wood you want. We prefer to use a fruit wood. We use cherry. You can go all the way from mesquite, which is going to give a very bitey flavor, to a fruit wood that's going to be a more mild flavor. We use cherry because it gives it a nice, pardon the phrase, but a cherry color. You're going to smoke that rib, get your pit up to about 225 to 250. You're going to smoke that rib for about 4.5 hours. Once you have the color that you like on that rib, a nice cherry red color, you're going to want to wrap that rib. You can wrap that rib in aluminum foil and then put it back on the grill. At that point, you can take the heat higher to get that rib tender. That's all you're doing at that point is getting that rib tender. When you have that rib tender, take that foil off. Take whatever barbecue sauce you like, which I like Squealer's award-winning barbecue sauce. And you're going to want to take that sauce and you're going to want to slather it on that rib, put it back on the hot coals, sear both sides, take it off, cut it bone to bone, and there you go. That's the perfect rib in 60 seconds.